public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Last half hour, second half hour of hour number three here on this Thursday, October 10th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Another story that was kind of interesting, and this is somewhat interesting, that shows the battle going on between Biden and Obama. Story came out yesterday afternoon on Town Hall that Biden takes a blowtorch to Obama's new book. I didn't even know he came out with a new book. Bob Woodward has a new book called War, about the inner dynamics of the Biden White House, some of which you probably guessed to be true in the long 4 years that we've suffered under this administration. Paints a picture that's become all too familiar. An angry old man, not in control, holding resentment toward pretty much everyone, including Barack Obama. It captures the baffling arrogance of Biden, who has never done anything remotely significant to earn him such demeanor. We learn how he refers to Donald Trump in private, calling him the effing a-hole, and how he rages against his former boss, Barack Hussein Obama. He blames him, Obama, for Russian invasion of Ukraine. He also describes his hate toward Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Well, it all can be grounded in one very simple truth. Biden hates these men not only due to their political differences, but because no one listens to him. Bibi Netanyahu, for example, doesn't really care what Biden thinks, really doesn't even want to talk to him. Ahead of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, Biden complained that Obama didn't do enough to stop Putin back in 2014 when the Russian leader invaded Crimea. He also went on to say that we are completely screwed up in our relations and how we deal with Putin. Well, back and forth between Obama's book and what Biden had to say about it basically shows the vulnerability of what's going on truly at the top of the Democratic Party. From their donors to congressional leaders, which ultimately pushed Biden out of the 2024 race back in July. What it does show and expose is that Nancy Pelosi, who is no longer even Speaker of the House, wields more power than Joe Biden does. Also, he goes on to criticize Obama. And it's very interesting how this is now becoming public right before the 2024 election. When it comes to foreign policy, dealing with the Middle East, dealing with Russia, dealing with Ukraine and other areas around the world, these attacks are now becoming public. And the infighting going on within the Democrat Party is starting to show up even in the polls. According to Bob Woodward, asking a very simple question, what's your strategy? Biden had no answer. Now, this is interesting because this guy supposedly is still the president of the United States. And he doesn't have any answer when it comes to foreign policy. Who's dealing with these issues? The other question you have to ask yourself, do you think this could end up being an October surprise? In the story, according to Town Hall, they're claiming that the October surprise very well may be removing Biden from office via Article 25 of the U.S. Constitution. Installing Kamala Harris as the acting president right before the election. Then, if something happens in the wars as justification for the people of the United States to keep Kamala Harris in charge in dealing with these conflicts. Town Hall reporter said this could end up being the October surprise that we've been waiting for. I'm not really sure that's going to be the case. Number one, I don't think there's enough time for them to pull this coup off. That's number one. Because this coming Tuesday, folks, the 15th, we're 3 weeks away from the election. 4 weeks from the election 2 days ago, this past Tuesday. I don't think they have enough time to pull it off. One of the other things that we're looking at is the process going forward in dealing with the electorate, the people who are actually now starting to pay close attention. As we get closer to the election, the story goes on to say that they believe that it's too late to make any changes, to implement any policies that could favor Harris. My simple question is, who would you rather have in the Oval Office dealing with these issues? Hezbollah, Hamas, the war going on in the Gaza, the Israeli fight to basically defend themselves against these attacks, dealing with Putin over the Ukraine. Well, according to this story in Town Hall, they say that 62% of the people believe that Donald Trump would be better in the Oval Office in dealing with foreign policy. I agree 100%. Just look at his track record. He had us in no foreign wars for the 4 years he was president. He claims on day one he'll step in and he will end the war in the Ukraine. He'll make it very clear to Putin, stop. Get out. We're done. You're going to take me on if you continue down this road. And Putin is deathly afraid of Donald Trump. If for anything else, foreign policy, Donald Trump by far stronger and a better negotiator than Kamala Harris. Stop and ask yourself that question when you talk to people. It's very simple. Very, very simple. And lastly, I want to get to this last part of this town hall story article. Going forward, after the election, town hall believes that Biden will become completely irrelevant and will ride off into the sunset. One-term president, not going to have a very good report card when history writes it. And one other problem that they have with the midterm elections coming on the heels of 2024, this could have huge ramifications in governors' races in 2026. The complete debacle, falling apart of the Democrat Party from the top of the ticket all the way down, could have major impact on the upcoming midterm elections where governors are elected. This is being perceived, basically, Biden's presidency has been weak. He is unqualified to deal with the last few remaining months of his presidency. And is there going to be some type of war somewhere in the world to break out prior to November 5th? That's the question. Last point on this story. This is very important. Iran backing Hamas and Hezbollah against Israel came from the embargo that Donald Trump had in place, which Biden undid immediately, and the purchasing of their oil, which has given them the funds to fund this war against Israel. That's why basically Netanyahu doesn't want to have anything to do with Biden. This happened on his watch, and he is absolutely done with it. Pretty interesting. So, October surprise. Do you think we're going to have one? Personally, I think it's too late. If they were going to do an October surprise, it should have happened 2 weeks ago. We'll have to wait and see. Again, 3 weeks from this coming Tuesday, I don't think they have enough time to pull off an Article 25 coup. But we shall see. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Seems like yesterday, but it was long ago. Jane, it was lovely. She was the queen of my night. There in the darkness with the radio playing low.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Last segment of today. Basically, want to get this information out to as many people as possible. We have asked you to text us PAGS. We have sent you the video. We know that you guys are sharing it. Other people need to share it as well. One of the things that we do on this show is educate, inform, engage people to make sure that they are fully aware of what's going on. One of the major concerns we have is that people are getting wrong information from advertising. Very, very simple video you can get from us to get people to pay attention. It's that simple.
Do me a favor and take a breath. Don't scroll. Watch the numbers I'm going to give you. A lot of you on the left are arguing about emotion. A lot of you on the right are arguing that it's about, hey, 4 years ago, this, that, and the other. Let's get real numbers that you can now sink your teeth into. If you're on the left, you're going to find out exactly what Harris, Biden have done. If you're on the right, you're going to find out exactly what Trump did. This is not a chart I made up. This is an actual chart put together based on the Federal Reserve, the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the Energy Information Agency, and the NASDAQ. These are real numbers that you can sink your teeth into, that you can take to work and show them at the water cooler, that you can have after dinner if there's an argument about politics. Let's just take the emotion out and talk about numbers. The inflation rate year over year under Trump, 1.89%. Under Biden-Harris, 5.28%. Inflation cumulative, 7.8% higher under Trump, 19.2% higher under Biden-Harris. Average gas price under Trump down 5.4% to $2.49 average, up 46.6% under Biden-Harris, $3.50 average. 30-year mortgage rates down 34.8% under Trump, 3.86% average, up 132% under Biden-Harris, 5.45% average if you can get a mortgage. Average rent costs up 11.8% under Trump, up 21.6% under Biden-Harris. NASDAQ composite was up 138.2% under Trump, up 39.4% under Biden-Harris. Grocery prices up 6.5% under Trump, up 20.9% under Biden-Harris. Electricity prices were up 4.2% under Trump, up almost 30% at 29.6% under Biden-Harris. And real hourly wages, a big indicator, up almost 7% under Trump, 6.8%. down 2.2% under Biden-Harris. These are real numbers that I didn't make up. These are numbers you can go and research and verify. These are numbers that are based on July 12, 2024. The jobs numbers, of course, got worse since then, with a readjustment down by about a million jobs. Now, get emotional if you want and complain about somebody's hair or how they tweet or whatever, or their age. Or you can actually look at numbers and decide who was the better CEO. Who is the better person in charge? Because Harris is no different than Biden, except she's a little more progressive, more liberal on policies, which will cost everybody even more money should she win. Any questions on this, make sure that you post them right here. Make sure you share this, and I appreciate you staying till the end of the video. It's important that we have real knowledge, and that's what I just gave you. Come on!
Real knowledge. Numbers don't lie. The truth is the truth. Again, text me PAGS. Text me at 231-360-5140. Text me PAGS, P-A-G-S. Joe PAGS, national syndicated talk show host, pulled those nine indexes from those various agencies, put together graphs, bar graphs, of everything he said in that video you just heard on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. What do you do with it? Well, in addition to texting me PAGS, text me 10X. I will send you the text message from Lance Griffin. He is a Republican elector for Michigan's Electoral College for the Republican Party. Him and a partner put together a website, 10xvotes.com, which has identified, using certain filters, identifying 1.7 million Republicans that have not voted in every election for the last four, five, six elections. They're called low propensity voters. Maybe they voted in two, maybe they voted in three. It is a searchable database. Two groups I definitely want you to go to are deer hunters and people who go to church. 10 people in your phone. That's all they're asking for. For you to search for 10 names in your phone to see if they're on this list. People on your street, people that you work with, people that you go to church with, people that you know personally and perhaps have them stored in your cell phone. Search and see if they're on the list. If they are, contact them. Call them. I'm going to send you a video. I want you to watch it. Give me a call back and let me know what you think. Get to the point that you motivate them to understand the importance of them voting this year, even though they may have not voted recently. We're going to share this information with you. We expect you to share it with 10 of your friends, contacts in your phone. That's all we're asking. We're not asking for 20 or 50 or 100. We're only asking for 10. Text me PAGS. Text me 10X. That's it for today's show. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Now back to the 6070 Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. Go Tigers, win it today, 6 o'clock. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for